W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. General David Petraeus, U.S. Army retired, quoted in the Guardian newspaper about response to an attack by the Russian forces in Ukraine with a tactical nuclear weapon. The headline, Petraeus, U.S. would destroy Russia's troops if Putin uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine. He goes on to detail in what he identifies as a hypothetical. Just to give you a hypothetical, said the general, we would respond to this nuclear weapon by leading a NATO, a collective effort that would take out every Russian conventional force that we can see. He goes on to say that, yes, Ukraine is not a member of NATO, so this doesn't trigger Article 5. However, he acknowledges that the radiation from such an event would spread into NATO countries. That is a possible trigger to the Article 5. I go to Katrina Vandenhoven. Katrina and I don't do the hypotheticals, but David Petraeus did. And we have to believe that The Guardian and Petraeus are speaking for some faction of Washington, looking at a confrontation using language that is meant to be blunt and can be understood as intimidating, similar to the language that Vladimir Putin and his counselors have been using, especially last week after mobilization, annexation, escalation. Katrina, your concern of a new Cold War seems straightforward compared to where we are now. We're talking about tactical nuclear weapons as if they're ordinary. My reading of this is that we would all be badly damaged. The money markets might not open. Is there any way we can step in front of this and say it's not going to come to a resolution on the battlefield? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There has been over these last years normalization, a kind of mainstreaming of talk about the use of low-yield tactical battlefield nuclear weapons. This is madness. People should go see footage of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I think what we need now, John, is the understanding that talking is not appeasement. And I think there have been informal conversations intensifying as of last Wednesday. Dozens of U.S., European, and Russian arms control experts and former government officials are holding private calls to cobble together some front. Now, this is track two. This is not official. And Petraeus is not official either. But this loose talk is extraordinarily dangerous, perhaps because of the risk I've always feared, which is accidental use. Now, Biden's national security team is no doubt advising Biden that Putin should be kept guessing on Washington's response. But we have a piece by Kai Bird, co-author of the Pulitzer Prize winning Robert Oppenheimer biography. People remember Oppenheimer, the nuclear scientist of repentance, but that Washington, he argues, Kai, that should not under any circumstances use nuclear weapons against Russia or against Russian forces in the Ukraine, that this should be announced, that Russia will become more of a pariah, that economic sanctions will be bolstered by a complete embargo. And if even one tactical nuclear weapon is used by Russia in Ukraine, and this is Kai Bird, the West will redouble its supply of conventional weapons to the government in Kiev. I don't fully agree, except that I do think nuclear ambiguity at this moment is very dangerous. I do think there's a role here. We don't know the fog of war, but calls have grown for China and India to talk to Putin about the danger of this. Some people, John, to step back, and it's not a pretty picture either, think chemical weapons are more likely than nuclear, that Putin doesn't want to lose support, whatever he has in the global south, that Russia will become a pariah of serious kind. So that is where I see it. But it is extraordinarily dangerous moment. There are buses in New Jersey. I was just sent an email saying what to do in the event of a nuclear attack. Go inside, lock your door, close your windows. John, how have we come to this point? But I do think that Russian use of nuclear weapons would alienate the global South, those that have had traditional economic political ties to Moscow. And I think breaking that nuclear taboo is something that mindless people like Petraeus spout on. But that normalization, that idea is just, I think it's criminal. I mean, nuclear weapons are essentially, according to treaty, illegal as we move forward toward our new treaty commitments. But in any case, the grinding, grueling land wars, if supplanted by this, are madness. And finally, let me just say that at the moment, Zelensky came forward and sought accession, expeditious entry to NATO. You know, you could argue that the U.S. and NATO are treating Zelensky very, very carefully on that and essentially pushing back and saying no. So that is a closed arena.
The Reichstag fire, never solved, except for we know now that it was used by the bad actors as a trigger for worse ahead, 1933. I mention that because that attack on the Nord Stream 1 and 2, I'm now routinely reading all kinds of speculation about who did it, including the United States or Germany or Poland or Russia or China. You understand, Katrina, when we have an unsolved crime like this, it gets massive. Why that reminds me of how dangerous this is we're in a world where provocations are not going to be solved anymore. We're really not going to know who did something. The tactical nuclear weapon, will we be able to blame it on Russia? See, that's how peculiar this can become so quickly.
But step back on Nord Stream for a moment. I think stepping back, the larger, if we have markets, as you mentioned, John, and the economy to think about, what's going on is a rattled world. And Nord Stream fits into that. There's also the large question of European cohesion. Will that stand? Will that stay? It's increasingly, I think, unlikely that under the pressures of the coming winter and the economy and other factors that it will hold. You can argue who has an interest in the Nord Stream sabotage, but I don't think that gets us far at this moment. It seems to me the most important, critical factor is to find a way to de-escalate, not escalate, and get people talking everywhere they can and not normalize these nukes. It's an insanity. But I do think there's going to be a conference coming up, John, if there are conferences, because the radiation spread is anyway, if the rebuilding, we're talking now about $5 billion a month, I believe, to Ukraine. We're talking about deepening recession across the world. I suspect as it comes to ongoing support for Ukraine, you're going to see people splitting off. Donald Trump, for example, a pariah in his own way. But I mean, he's going to say no money to Ukraine. And I think this is going to sharpen issue as moving forward. The global South is already facing the terrible collateral damage and is not, you know, hunkering down for this war as Europe is. And as I repeat, it may well be a divided Europe.
Katrina, just a last minute here or so right now. You mentioned the global South. Food security is at grave risk. Is that talked about in your circles, food security, that simple? 30 seconds.
Yes, it is. And it must be because the global South is fixed on it and it's real. And the collateral damage of this war, let us say end this war, ceasefire, sovereignty for Ukraine, more thousands of Ukrainians and in this botched mobilization of Russia's forces going to die. So food security, preserving life, avoiding nuclear war seems to me a common sense stance, not a radical stance of any kind.
We've wandered into a thriller, Katrina, and we don't know that it has an end. Katrina Vandenhoven, the editorial director of The Nation magazine, as well as the publisher, I'm John Birch.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently
and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.